Blind Geek Zone website review for September 3rd, 2008. Hey everyone, I'm going to do a website demonstration today. I was approached on MSN Messenger quite a few weeks ago to do a review of a website. It's run by a group of kids. And went and looked at it and said, what the heck, you know, I'm only 30 years older than all these guys, but, you know, they wanted me to take a look at the website and go through it with the reader and see how everything worked, and wanted me to give my thoughts on the site, so that's what I'm going to do today.
Alt tab, the for your information.
Okay, and we'll quiet JAWS down here. First of all, the address to the website is www.freewebs.com/YOINFORMATION/. So that's www.freewebs.com/foryoinformation/. And this is a website and also a podcast feed. What I'm going to do first is just basically let JAWS read the about information in the website for you so you'll get a taste of what the website is.
Blend, heading level 2 about the podcast. Blend, the for your information for. Home. The for your information podcast was at first just some two kids choosing to make a prank call on one another and broadcasting it on the air. The two kids were Kevin Marcel and Robert W. Kinjit. The joking and prank calls would start on June 12, 2007 and that would be the start of the podcast that would soon become world known. They would air themselves performing some idiotic things such as telling disgusting hilarious jokes and publishing those sound effects like a show. Then someone demanded that they play music and also talk about issues that no one else seemed to want to even acknowledge on the radio or T.V. shows. More downloads and more people emailed in and demanded that they keep doing the music and talk show didn't have the show every month or so. The two boys relented, and then listeners started asking questions about issues that they were having or someone else was having at the current time because no one seemed to be answering them on the radio or T.V, and they wanted their questions answered one way or another. They answered a few questions here and there as the shows continued, which started them up the ladder of fame. With word buzzing all over Mistress about these two putting on the quote Lex and Terry for Teenagers quote act, it suddenly didn't become a joke anymore. With more serious questions coming in and the demand for more music and show time occurred so often that they had to comply with the demands, and when they did, MySpace was hopping with news about these two kids. Things were good for them, but they had no idea how good things really were for them. The two boys did a show even more often, which earned them even more publicity. Word buzzed all over the world, and the cast had become the next hot thing on the internet. The cast was doing splendidly when at last summer had ended. They both wanted to stay and continue to do the show, but they both had to go to school. In August of 2007, they left the show and left their 3,000 members whining for more of the witty intellect that these two boys dished out. By this time, however, they were famous as word spread on Mistress News, Fox News, and even on Skype News. No one was going to let them be forgotten. There was no doubt that they had hit a gold mine with the podcast, but due to the lack of any free time anymore, they had to cancel the show. About 3 months later, Robert was back. Sadly enough, Kevin stopped showing up for episodes. This set the cast back a bit because they were waiting on Kevin half the time, and eventually someone emailed the team saying that Kevin should be removed from the team permanently. The cast, however, still tried to keep him on the show, but he just stopped coming and would even come in late sometimes. Finally, the team had enough and they wanted something done about all the emails coming in about Kevin, so the other members along with Robert had decided to move on without him. After being gone 1 month with a new cast, Amanda, Ginny, Lenny and Robert have a new show with new guests and characters. The podcast now has grown in popularity ever since its last season with more than 3,000 downloads a month, and it is still growing as the days go on. A wealth of information is talked about in this podcast, and also questions about the issues people have are answered. Even music is played and loads of fun is had within this Lex and Terry for Teenagers and Blind Dr. Phil podcast. In short, it is the same as before, but with a new cast, loads of new interesting questions, and a wide range of interesting thought-provoking topics that these kids cover makes this season better than the last one. Some of the range of topics that are talked about our love, politics, books, discrimination, education and more. The podcast uses a Skypecast as its home for all its listeners, which gives anyone the chance to call in so that the members can help out with other people's issues and difficult situations. To join in the Skypecast, you must be equipped with Skype 3.0 or later and a microphone. Also, if you don't have Skype, you can email the podcast. To contact the team, you can email them.
Alright, That's enough of the about, so you got kind of a feel for what the website and podcasts are about. Next, before I get in, I guess, to walking around the website a bit, I'm just going to play a little bit of a segment from one of the podcasts.
Alt-Tab, Gold Wave. Alt-Tab, 1. Podcast 11-Winamp, left bracket, paused, right bracket, 1. Podcast
Okay, and this is podcast number 11 for their show, and I'm just here in the middle, and I'm going to let it play for a minute or two, just so you can get some idea of what the podcast is about. It's pretty comical. It's done on a low budget, like Robert had told me. It's definitely not high tech, but it is interesting and quite funny. So let me get this started for you.
Space.
It's from Tyrone and the location.
Oh my god. Hello.
Hi guys, what's happening? Oh yeah, I had to edit it. Sorry, to actually read it. Okay, hi guys, what's happening? I've been having an issue. My bird won't stop cussing. He says things that I've never taught him before. The wow. other day, I was doing an interview with this white lady, and she was smiling Whoa. At me, and the bird goes, "You butthead, get out of my house. Get out before I take a knife and shove it up the finger." Hang on, wait, there's more.
Oh, wow.
I never thought that my bird I care about most would say something like that. Should I kill him?
No.
No. I think you're the one who taught him that, so somehow you've got to find a way.
I was just saying how to say that.
I don't know what the scenario or what the situation is, not scenario. But yeah, if you taught him that, wow.
Space.
All right, and that was one of the more interesting parts of that podcast, and if you download these podcasts, that's pretty much what goes on. It's a lot of humor, and I think the younger people in the audience will appreciate that probably much more than the older people in my audience, but hey, we got to cater to everybody here, so... Let me go back to the website.
Alt-Tab, the For Your Information Podcast.
Okay, I'm going to go up to the top.
The For Your Information Podcast, vertical bar, we will help with issues and make you laugh while doing it.
All right, at the top of the page is basically just the free web advertisements and things like that. Robert has set up quite a bit of headings, so you can hit your H key to jump around.
The For Your Information Podcast, heading level 1 link.
And the first heading just jumps right past all the lovely free web nonsense.
Heading level 2, we will help with issues and make you laugh while doing it. Blank, list of 18 items. Bullet link home. Bullet link schedule. Bullet link listen online.
So they have a schedule you can go to, you can listen online. All the podcasts are available either online here at the site, or through various feeds.
Bullet link subscribe. Bullet link downloads. Bullet link contact us.
Yeah, and there's contact information here if you want to get a hold of the people running the podcast, or if you want to send in questions or whatever.
Bullet link blog containing transcripts.
And they have a blog.
Bullet link reviews on our podcast.
And they have various reviews on each of their various podcasts that they've done.
Bullet link guestbook.
And they have a guestbook that you can sign.
Bullet link forum. Bullet link about host-Robert.
And here you can get some information about the various contributors to the podcast. Here's information about Robert.
Bullet link about Jenny.
And here's information about Jenny.
Bullet link about June.
And June.
Bullet link rate us.
And you can rate them.
Bullet link chat online.
You can chat.
Bullet link music.
Music.
Bullet link games.
Games.
Bullet link donate to the podcast.
You can donate.
List end. Blank. Blank. Make payments with PayPal - it's fast, free and secure button.
And there's their donation button.
Land, heading level 3 news.
And they have various news segments, some of which are pretty funny.
Heading level 2 places to check out our podcast besides here.
And you can get information here also, where to get their podcasts. Let me jump a little bit here.
Shoutbox heading level 3. Oh. Places to check out Land, link we are also up Land, link come check us link a screen reader, link we even also have it up on audio left Land, week of August, weird news.
Yeah, I just wanted to go through this one, it was pretty funny, it's their weird news segment. And I'm just going to let Jaws read this for a minute.
Weird news. Week of August 10th, 2008. Lead story. Brother Cesar Panizzi, 62, of a Capuchin Friars monastery near Milan, Italy, is the lead singer in the heavy-metal band that recently released its second album, quote, Mystery, quote, Left Perrin, quote, Mysteries, quote, Right Perrin, following the successful performance at Italy's, quote, Gods of Metal, quote, Festival, Left Perrin, headlined by Iron Maiden and, ironically, Judas Priest, Right Perrin. On stage, the white dash flowing dash bearded brother Cesar booms out pretty but non-dash proselytizing lyrics while wearing his traditional brown robe. He told BBC News in July that his superiors have never interfered with his sideline and that he plans to send a copy of the new album to the Pope. Quote, he's a music lover and metal is music. Quote, left bracket BBC period. Quote.
Okay. And I thought that was really interesting. That, a priest playing heavy metal.
Bland.
Okay, let's see. Let me jump around here a little bit more.
Shoutbox heading level 3.
They have a, what is called a shoutbox, and here you can leave comments.
Bland, GD819 frame. Bland, table with 2 columns and 6 rows.
And it's actually, pretty accessible.
Graphic info icon. Bland, heading level 1 Internet Explorer cannot display the web page.
Okay, and we got some kind of a ad here that's being blocked. Let me jump past this.
Most likely causes colon heading. What you can try diagnose connection. More information. More about heading level 3. Link in jetblue.podomatic.com. Blank. Heading level 2 about the podcast.
Yeah, I know what's going on there. Sometimes their comment box shows up. Sometimes it don't. And unfortunately, this time it didn't show up, so.
Blank. The For Your Information podcast was at first just some 2 kids.
Okay, and we've already went through this.
Skypecast / detailed heading level 2 link.
And they got information here for their Skypecast.
Link Skypecast / detailed. Bland. Heading level 3 donate to us.
And there's donations again.
Wrapping the top, the For Your Information podcast. Heading level list of 18 items. Bullet link home. Bullet link schedule. Bullet link listen online.
Yeah, and if you want to listen online, let's just go in here.
One frame, 3 headings, and 36 links. Bland. The For Your Information podcast, heading level 2, we will help with it. Bland. List of 18 items, bullet link home. Heading level 3, listen online. Bland. Hi, below you can listen to the newest episodes in our podcast. Bland. Below is the streaming player that has all the past episodes in one player. Bland. Flash movie start, For Your Information.
And obviously we can't easily use the Flash player, but there are direct links for each podcast below this.
This podcast is a talk show for teenagers. People talk or ask anything they want, and the kids try and help them with any issue they are having, and the wealth of information is talked about in this podcast, and also questions about the issues they have within this. The official edit episode 15, Left Perrin, unedited Right Perrin. The official website is http://www.freewebs.com/foryourinformation/index.htm. Edit episode 15, Left Perrin, unedited Right Perrin.
And here's their latest episode, number 15.
6 button, 7 button, 8 button, posts button, get podcast button.
And
Flash movie end. Blank, link subscribe free, link add to my page. Blank, link graphic pub / feed / icon 32x32. Link subscribe to the podcast.
And I think there's also a downloads. You can get it through there since the button is labeled well enough.
Wrapping the top, list of 18, bullet link home, bullet link schedule, bullet visited link, bullet link subscribe, bullet link downloads, enter.
And we'll go in here and see if we can get to the links from here.
3 frames, 3 head. The For Your Information will help with issues. Downloads heading level 3, blank. Hi, here's where you can actually download our episodes. See below, blank, episode 13.
Okay, and they're not quite caught up, so the newest episodes, 14 and 15, obviously, are just through the Flash player, so hopefully that's not a problem, but
Land.
Here are earlier episodes.
Synopsis : the episode talks about random things such as Michael Jackson and what the cast members will do in hopes of a future career. Blank. Link download as MP3.
And there's your download links. So
wrapping the top, list of 18 items.
Let's see what else I want to look at.
Bullet link home. Bullet link schedule. Bullet visited link listen online. Bullet link subscribe. Bullet visited link downloads. Bullet link contact us. Bullet link log containing transcript. Bullet link reviews on our top. Bullet link guestbook. Bullet link forum. Bullet link about host Dash Robert. Bullet link about Jenny.
And I guess that's about it, actually. I don't see anything else here I want to cover. But just wanted to get this out, and hopefully, you know, like I said, for some of the younger listeners, the site will be interesting. It's an interesting website, and wanted to thank Robert for bringing it to my attention, and hopefully this has been a decent enough review for him. So, that wraps this up. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.